الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and because of iman we are classified Muslims, and because of iman in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah we will be treated differently. And because of iman, in the grave we will be treated differently. And because of iman, we have to behave. We have to behave differently. And because of iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they want us to think differently. Because of iman, we have got a different set of values. Because of iman, we have to view every situation differently. Because of iman, we have to learn how to think like Muslims. Make an effort to understand me. Because of iman, we have to learn how to think as Muslims. Respected brothers, sometimes a person having a Muslim name, he lives, he dies without even having the opportunity to think like a Muslim. Why? Because our whole system of education, our whole corrupt system of education is designed that we think un-Islamically. The result of our education, you can see on the last days of school, high school children, so-called students and educated people, they throw flour at each other. That's education. They throw tomatoes at each other. That is education. They throw eggs at each other. That is education. They polish each other. That is education. And they molest each other. That is education. At the end of the academic year, they behave like that. This is our education in our country. This is education. And getting into university, initiation, all those embarrassments, those difficulties, all classified as high class education. This education stops us from thinking like Muslims. Respected brothers, every person sitting here, every Muslim in South Africa at this moment in time, he is worried. He is perturbed that what is going to happen? What is going to happen to my children? What is going to happen to me? What is going to happen to my wife, my daughters? What is going to happen to my business? What is going to happen to my employment? What is going to be the status of my profession? What is going to happen to my bank balance? What is going to happen to my house? What is going to happen in the new era that's coming? What is going to take place in this transitory government? What is going to happen to me? So every person is looking at politics of the country, at the social conditions of the country, is looking at the economical conditions of the country. And he, Muslim and non-Muslim, he sits back and he thinks that if the political condition of the country is solved and resolved amicably by negotiation and table talk, then inshallah I'll be safe. My property will be safe. My house will be safe. My factory firm will be safe. My employment will be secure. My life will be secure. Some others feel low, that if the social conditions of this country come right, then inshallah I'll be good, I'll be secure. Then molesting of women will stop, child abuse will stop, rape, murder, looting, all that will stop. Fornication, adultery will stop. Some others say no. If the economical condition of this country, if they release the VAT, or they come up with some other system and they release duties and surcharges, all those things, then I'll be secure. Barhal, every Muslim is worried about roti, kapra or makan. That's his fikr. Respected elders, understand this. Because of our education, we think that solution lies when politics, economic and social conditions of the country come right, then inshallah will be okay. That's what we feel. I'll be secure when these three things come right. And the kafir also, and the non-Muslim also, the rejecter of Allah also, the denier of Tawheed also, the mushrik also, he also feels this way. Politics of the country come right, social conditions of the country come right, economical conditions of the country stabilize, then I'll be okay. Then what is the difference between them and us? Farq, what is the difference between their style of thinking and our style of thinking? Step further, respected elders, that wherever, if you look at the long corridor of history, wherever there was a revolution, political revolution, change of government, one government came, another government came in, then what exactly transpired there was that how the West, they say that when there is a political transition and when there is a political takeover, they say the country goes down, etc. That result took place because they think like that. We Muslims do not think like that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marched into Makkah al-Mukarramah wearing a black turban on his head, his army coming from all sides into Makkah al-Mukarramah, little bloodshed, the peaceful, beautiful, harmonious Islamic change took place, renaissance took place, there was practically a new government, there was no depression in the economics there, there was no upheaval in the social situation there. There was no problem. In fact, there was upsurge. There was uruj. There was ascension in everything. There was goodness in everything. Why? Because that was an Islamic revolution. There was an Islamic change. There was an Islamic renaissance. Respected elders, if we think like the West, then we must be ready to withstand the results of the West. If we think like the kuffar, then the results which the kuffar are expecting, we must be ready to withstand it. And as far as the masla of roti, kapra, and makan is concerned, clothing is concerned, housing is concerned, earning is concerned, then respected elders, we as Muslims should have done this long ago. What I'm going to say now, we should have done it long ago. Why are we perturbed at the moment? Simple. Some homes you go to, respected elders, that the person tells you that this is common lounge, and this is special lounge. Then he tells you, special lounge, my children also don't come there. He is the owner of the house. His children cannot come into his special lounge. He is Malik Makan, owner of the house. With his sweat he earned that money. He designed his lounge. He has furnished his lounge. His children cannot come there and play there. And when you have to sit in that lounge, respected elders, then believe you me, that if you have to sell what is in that special lounge, you'll build one Jamaat Khana. In what luxury we are living. In what ease and comfort we are living. It is reported Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on a summer's day when Sahaba came to meet him, then when he was lying down and after some discussion, when he got up from the mat, then the impregnations of the mat came onto his body. This was at that time when the booties were flowing in, wealth was flowing in. There was enough. He could have slept on the best of mattresses. But simplicity he brought for us. And simplicity we have left. Lavishness we have taken from the West. Extra comfort we have taken from the West. Everything of the West we have taken. That is why we are worried. One person in India, when this revolutions in India were taking place, every now and then a new government was coming into Delhi. One government came, it ruled, it looted Delhi, it was gone. After a few months, another invasion, some other looting, gone. When one army was invading Delhi, then one person was standing still. They asked him, why are you standing still? Why don't you protect your property, your money, your wealth, your house? Why don't you do that? He said, understand this. Governments are coming and going. Political governments are coming and going. The seat of rule is changing all the time. I'm a servant in the last government. I'm a servant in the government that's coming. It does not alter my position. Respected elders, bottom line, if we behave like Muslims, if we practice like Muslims, if we think like Muslims, if we have faith like Muslims, then change of government does not affect us. Transition or not transition does not affect us. Our home still remains the home. Provided, clearly I'm stating, that stop the lavishness, stop the extravagancy immediately by over 50% in eating, sleeping, talking, shopping, in the weddings, everything we have to cut down. Then we can withstand the storm that is coming. I said, Ibrahim Adham, Rahmatullah Alayh, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to guide someone, then He guides him and He shows him various indications. It is stated that before he became a saint, that he was living in luxury and comfort. One day, his maid servant, she was cleaning his bed, setting his bed right, putting his bed right, and she felt how soft it is. When she felt how soft that bed is, she decided to lay on it. When she lay on it, she fell asleep. When she fell asleep, then Ibrahim Adab came in, and at that time he was furious. He saw her there, got her up, and he whipped her. She smiled at him. Respected elders, she smiled at him. So he said, why are you smiling? I have whipped you. She said that if for 1 hour sleeping on your luxurious bed, you have whipped me once, what is going to happen to you in the akhirah for sleeping all the time on that bed? Respected elders, he who shines the shoe will want to own that shoe one day. He who cleans the car will want to own that car one day. He who cleans and polishes your houses will want to own those houses one day. respected elders, hadith in Shamail al-Tirmidhi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam should mend his own shoe, should help in the kitchen, should clean the floor. And today what is the position? We and our children, the shoes get polished by someone else, the beds get made by someone else, the room is cleaned by someone else. This is grassroots of respected elders. They must not do it. They must not do it. Teach yourself. Teach your children. They must make their own bed. They must clean their own room. They must polish their own shoes. Move in that direction, otherwise it is too late for us. When this flood comes, when that avalanche comes, then you will see and then you will feel, what have I done? We are not moving towards the Sunnah. We are not moving towards the Quran. That is why we are having difficulty. If we do things ourselves, adhere to the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, adhere to the deen of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then no changing condition can affect us. No changing condition can affect us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is stated that on months on end, there was simple food in his house, and he should live eating two black waters according to one narration, dates and black water, dates and water. Simple food, simple dressing, simple method of living. Respected elders, one point to ponder about, someone should make a research, someone should make a research, that the amount of food we eat in 1 week, I think Sahaba must have eaten in 1 month. And the amount of food I think we eat in 1 month, I think Sahaba must have ate in 1 year. And the amount of clothing we pass through, compare that with Sahaba. Compare that with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why we are having this difficulty. Because our expenditure is far more than our earning. And our expenditure and our earning and our spending all does not conform to Shariat in any way. This applies to me and to you equally. Our style of living is lavish, extravagant. And then we are worried that what happens in this transitory government? What is going to take place? Will my shop? What's going to happen to my food? What is going to happen to my children? What is going to happen to the luxury that I have? This is the bottom line. What is going to happen to my comfort? What is going to happen to my luxury? When we learn how to spend in the path of Allah, when we learn how to strive in the path of Allah, when we learn how to sacrifice in the path of Allah, then we will learn how to live like Muslims. A lady came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and stated, Ya Rasulullah, take my child. And she was holding the child in the arm and saying, Ya Rasulullah, take my child. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the child has just left milk and has started eating morsels of food. What use is this child in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Sahabiya, lady Sahabi, which we cannot compare to the ladies of that time, respected elders. She said, Ya Rasulullah, in the battlefield, Ya Rasulullah, when you are there, and when the enemy is throwing the arrows, when the enemy is sending the arrows towards you, Ya Rasulullah, use my child as a shield. Ya Rasulullah, in the thick of battle, when the enemy is putting the swords against you, is swaying the swords against you, Ya Rasulullah, use my child, use my baby as a shield against them. Philosophy behind this, she wants to protect the dignity of Islam. She wants to protect the dignity of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honor of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, deen of Allah, deen of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Shariat, everything is in our heart. And today you and I, respected elders, what is our attitude? When he is sleeping, when she is sleeping at Fajr time, we say, no, let them sleep. Let them rest so they can go to school. Let them rest so they don't have to make salat. How much sacrifice have we done for the deen of Islam? You and I, what have we done for the deen of Islam? What have we done for the deen of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What harm have we done for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And still everybody claims, I am lover of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am lover of Allah. I am lover of the deen of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But you're not prepared to get up for Fajr. You're not prepared to go for Zuhur and Asr. You're not prepared to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not prepared to bring the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your face, on your physical, on your wife. Nothing you prepared to do. And still you want to say you want the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are not behaving like Muslims, how can the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come?